Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ElectroMusic.com game show. We are not doing the Chuck show tonight, although there will be plenty of Chuck music. We are doing the game show, and I have a lovely and talented guest with me tonight. This is Sunshine.
Hello, boys and girls.
Thank you, Sunshine. Everybody says hi to Sunshine.
I'm back.
Back in black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Ginger the radio dog is here. She's up on my leg giving me love. Kiss me, Ginger. Oh, yeah. Just what I wanted was some more dog spit. Oh, yeah, Ginger. Well, tonight we have an extra special show for you. It's called the Game Show, and we're going to do a game involving the audience, the people in the chat room. There are 18 people in the chat room. Woo, a new record.
Yay.
And the way this show works is it's kind of a cross between the Gong Show and Name That Tune. So if you've been listening to my show at all, you must have heard some of these songs and heard some of the artists or the machines they were created on, the music instruments or the whatever the genre, whatever. Just say something about the song. And in addition to the Name That Tune component, we have the gong component, in which everybody has one gong. You yourself have one gong. And we do not tolerate gong abuse. There must be only one gong per person. If you gong, the song will end. So only gong if you're really sick of the song.
If you don't like the song, ring your gong.
That's right. That's right. So, Shane says Les 22 was your record. Oh my gosh. Incredible.
That must have been when I was gone on vacation.
It must have been while you were here, baby. So, believe it or not, we're listening to the very first. Oh, Blue Hell has used his gong. He gonged.
That mean he can't play?
That means the song is over.
What if it was a whoops?
Was it a whoops?
It could have been a whoops. If it was a mistake on his part, we'll allow one oops.
See, he gonged.
And he said oops.
Oh, he said oops. Okay, no more gong.
Just testing. You cut that out.
Howard
boys.
Is gonging. You people are all gonging all over the place. State machine.
Do you know what
gong
is spelled backwards?
Nog?
Nyog.
Well, I'm looking forward to some eggnog in the future. When that stuff comes out again, don't get the farm store's eggnog. Oh, my dietitian is not allowing me eggnog. Okay, alright, we gonged it. Put the song. Boop! Song over. Okay, let's switch to another song. This is a song that we played last week. So if you were listening last week, you heard this song. Maybe you can name the artist. I know one person in the room can name the artist because he is the artist. And name it first, and we'll be the judges. Here we go. Mic's on. Thank you. Okay, Music Man gonged. And Blue Hell gnogged. By the way, once somebody gongs, everybody else.
I like that song.
I like it too.
I love that song.
It's uppity.
It reminds me of little blue robin babies dancing in a tree.
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of water nymphs playing in a clear crystal pool or something. A clear crystal pool.
That's just 'cause you're
horny. Well, I kind of like water nymphs. Yeah, oh yeah. And I am horny. So, by the way, once somebody gongs, everyone can gong, and this song has been gonged. And the winner is who, Sunshine?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, he excused himself.
Let me stop the song. Antimon is the author, and let me scroll up and see who the winner is. Our lucky winner is not Shane. It's Rob Soul. Rob, let me I gotta make a pen.
We have an anti-gum.
Can I grab a piece of paper there?
Do you want
please?
Me to write something down?
Yeah, write Rob. One. Our official scorekeeper has just tallied up the toll of one for Rob. Congratulations, Rob, for being the winner. You may not be the real winner, but you're the first one I saw. It is totally
to
unstructured.
Between door number one, door number two, or door number three.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that, too. Okay. Here's another song. This song is one of my favorite all-time songs. And let's hear it and see if you can recognize who it is, what music they made, well, the machine they made the music on, or just whatever, any information about it. Name that tune or gong it. Bill is the winner. State Machine. And why don't we tone things down a little bit and listen to the rest of this song before we move on to the next one, because it's such a beautiful song. Let's listen.
Gone with
love the Blissmaster song. It's got like 100 plays on my iTunes collection. Definitely a good song. And Bill State Machine guessed it. So he's got 1 point. Next up, I don't know, let me pick a song from random. How about this one? Somebody tell me what author this song is all about. Here we go. Guest Mr. Cole. It is Mr. Cole who did this. So we have 1 point for Shane. Yes. Carol has recorded 1 point for Shane. Let's turn the music off. Okay. Let's see. We had some more guesses. Dr. Offset was a guess. No. But let me play a song that's really weird. I don't know if Sunshine will take to this song, but it's an interesting song nonetheless, and I really enjoyed it. We played it about 2 weeks ago on the show, and let's give it a listen and see. Blue Hell is gonging me. Jan, why do I get the gong? Oh no, I better shut up and play the music because I got gonged. Oh yes, Jazz Modulator ESP has guessed that it's a Lunetta, but that's not good enough, we need the author. It's not Dr. Offset, Paul. No, it's not Stan, Bill. Everybody give up. I don't hear a gong yet. Yeah, Music Man, it's Chuck Hendrix. No, it's not Cassin. Shane. It's Bon Jovi! Exactly, Howard! How did you know? It's Bon Jovi. Gong, Antimon Gong. Antimon gonged the song. And Paul gonged in agreement. Jan is ungonging because he wants to hear the song, but the song is over. It's been gonged.
What do I write
it
down?
Is not Michael Jackson. Let's go with... Who said Lunetta? Oh, Jez. J-E-Z is his name. Jez scored 1 point for identifying it as a Lunetta. The best we got on that song, it is RF. Bruce. You know Bruce from the chat room, from the forum. He made that song. State Machine is having a good time on the show. All right. Oh my gosh, we're 20 minutes into the show already. Okay, here's a song that everybody's going to guess. Sunshine doesn't like this song, so we're going to turn it off as soon as she gives me a punch in the arm.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, first one to guess gets a point. Here we go. Let me turn the mic off. Appears to be some contention. Apparently, Jan feels that he won that point.
Destroying my creations.
All judges' decisions are final, even if the judges are wrong.
With lack of any outlet, my rage has slowly grown.
Anger. Shane has guessed the author. And State Machine was quick to follow.
Dirty deeds he'd do for me.
And you think the voice sounds familiar?
That is no solution.
Yeah, maybe they could guess my
bad place.
Yeah. Well, I'm big on duh. Howard knows it too. Paul knows it. Everybody knows this song.
Angry clenching hand.
Hasn't been gonged yet though.
Dreamed it up and made it and poured my anger in it.
Yeah, this was the song where I released all of my anger into electromusic.com.
Within its rare.
And I got back such wonderful compliments on the darkness of it. And how it keep revealed the
lest it get loose on
the dark side of our minds.
And under this dark nightmare.
Rob gonged it! No more description.
Really no big deal.
Song is over with. Rob gonged it twice. Okay, gong, gong, gong. Here's
Digitar. Look. He knew it was Digitar.
Music Man knows about the Digitar. Yes. Well, way cool. That is awesome. That's really a lot of work I put into the Digitar and all that stuff. I even made the Digitar be a programmable song generator so that people could make their own songs with it. Well, we saw that 3 weeks ago. Oh, Jan wants... Oh, no. Jez wants to give Jan the point. Sunshine?
I agree.
You're keeping the score?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, you see the one for Jez? We're going to give that to Jan. J-A-N. Jan.
Wait a minute. We're giving Jez's point to Jan?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Jez said, please give Jan the point. Because Jan already...
But not this point. The old point.
The old point.
So Jez gets another one.
Jez gets 0, and Jan gets 1. Okay. No more dead air. We can't have dead air. We have to talk. We have to do something.
Can I put a question mark on that?
You can put a question mark on anything, babe. Hey, Ginger. Ginger the radio dog has not barked her way onto the show yet.
I'm a real, real heavy-duty natural blonde tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can't you tell? Good thing you're keeping score.
Oh, yeah. You better check my numbers.
If you would let me, I would check your numbers, babe.
Hey.
Hey. Okay.
I had a guy try to check my numbers the other night, and he put his tongue all the way down my throat and hit my Adam's apple.
You don't have an Adam's apple.
Oh, well, whatever that is that women have that, and or vice versa.
I'm glad you had a good time. Okay, here's a song. This, what? Lawless still doesn't get it.
Put the song
I don't
on,
get
read it,
it,
and analyze while the music's playing.
Okay.
Now.
Everybody knows this song. So therefore, we will require additional information. Say everything you know about this song. Sunshine. Could you get me another
coding day and night,
Will you be mine? Cause when I'm feeling slave, down, my drink slave,
this language makes it alright.
Cause I'm doing the show.
Times are strong. Doing the show. I'm doing the show too.
What do I give our programs for free?
You look like so Kirby me.
Come on and chug with me. Chug it up. Spork down. Chug it up. Let the Sretzler handle time. Chug it up. Spork down. Chug it up. Get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Okay, it looks like Bill has won another point. He says, go long celebration song at a party for graduating. The actual author of the song is Perry Cook, who was Go Long's advisor, his PhD advisor. And Perry Cook wrote the song to celebrate Go Long's graduation. Oh, thank you, my dear. You're such a sweetheart.
We have concurrency.
So Bill gets a point.
And exact
Bill gets a
time.
Point, and let's listen to the rest
oh,
of the
baby,
song.
Chug with me.
Here we go.
To help me finish this rhyme. Chug it up. Spork down. Chug it
oh,
up.
Oh no, how we're going to song.
Time. Chug it up.
By the way, everybody, spork if you down. Want to gong a song.
Chug it up.
Get oh, the let me stop it. You are welcome to add parentheses and curly braces and dashes and equal signs and all kinds of things to your gong, because that way we'll see your gong. It's more expressive, isn't it? Okay.
Yes.
Here's the song. It's a long song. We're only going to listen to some of it. And it was played last week. That's a hint. Let's give it a listen. Music Man wants a point for guessing it before he heard it. Nobody is guessing this song. Either 1 point or no point. I don't have any points. I get no points for doing the show. What am I gonna say? Okay, stop this song. It didn't get gonged or anything, but we're halfway through the show, and we're halfway through our music, so things are being planned well. Here is a song you haven't heard in a really long time. Tell me what you think of this song. Later, ESB thinks he has this. J. Jez got that one? Oh, Howard says that Jez got the last point. Oh, and Jan says it too. So, wait a minute. Who said the last point? It was Antimon? Antimon loses his point and Jez gets Antimon's point. This game show is fixed. Somebody is rigging this game show and it's not me because I don't even understand what's going on. Okay. Okay, that song is over and nobody guessed it.
Is Antimon Jez?
Antimon is Stefan, who lives in Sweden.
Who's Alpha Corps?
Alpha Corps is someone new to the forum.
Who's RF?
RF is Bruce.
Ah! This is making me crazy.
You're already crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, no problem.
I forgot.
No problem. Okay. So, the scoring is erratic, but it's a good thing because there are no prizes. It doesn't really matter, does it? All right, okay. Nobody guessed that last song. Did anybody guess the author of the previous song? Modulator ESP is Jez. Yes, of course. W. Monk says he thinks it was Key Jazz. No, it wasn't Key Jazz. It was me. I'm the author of that song. I made that song like 2 years ago, shortly after I joined electromusic.com.
Why don't you just play some freaking music?
Yes, ma'am. I always do what my women tell me. Here we go. Oh, Rob said less. Rob gets the point. 1 point for Rob. After I told him, Jan gonged my song already. My song got gonged by Jan. I think Jan is using his gong too much.
Well, just because they gong it doesn't mean they don't have to listen to it again.
Well, the theory was that when they gong it, the song ends. Just like on the gong show. Remember the gong show from the 70s?
Yeah, maybe you better look for some new music or make some new music.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, FKY. I hope you're listening in. This is our new Chinese friend. He's from China, and we're looking forward to hearing his music soon. Okay, Blue Hell gonged my song. That was a song by somebody. Let's listen to this song and see if you can recognize this. Oh yeah, there's latency. They hear the music like 30 seconds later. So Blue Hell gonged the previous song. Oh, doesn't matter. Who cares? It's just a show. Let me turn the mic off so you can hear the music. Oh no, I've incited Blue Hell to the point of using curse words. And repeating himself. Blue Hell did not gong the song. Okay. We need a score report. Shane is requesting a score report. Our lovely and talented Lady of the Evening will read our score for us.
Lady of the Evening?
You're the Lady of the Evening. Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Well, anyway, the scores are as follows. Rob, 2 points. Bill, 2 points. Shane, 1 point. Jan, 1 point. Antimon, 0. Jez, either 1 or 2. I haven't decided yet.
It's up to you.
Well, I have a 1 and then a scratch and then a 1, so I really don't know what that means.
Could that be 1.5 for a tiebreaker? I don't know.
No, somebody, he got it, then he got taken away, then he got another one, so I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused too.
Good.
This is a very confusing show in the
Welcome
body.
Welcome to my world.
Shane says he has 2 points. Shane is cheating on the game show.
Oh, wait a minute.
He says he has 2 points.
Vous parlez vous français?
Oh, don't talk French to this woman. She wants to hear you talk French.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Bourré, bourré. Bourré, bourré. Bourré, bourré. That's another song.
Woolly Booger.
Woolly, woolly, booger. Woolly, 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 woolly booger. Booty Woody. Oh no, the song is over and nobody guessed it. Did anybody guess that? Apparently the judges are not judging properly because we're too busy making jokes with each other. Did anybody guess that song?
Oh, je ne sais pas, salve.
Okay. Just in case nobody guessed that song, or in case they did, I don't care which. We're going to play another song, and show his face. This is Shane. All right.
Is everybody having fun? That's what it's all about. It's Friday night. The work week's over. Everybody should just be having a good time.
Yeah, and they are. They're loving it. Judges are stone proud. No, they're not stone.
I don't do drugs.
Carol doesn't do drugs. I'm not talking about myself. Okay, here's another song. And let's see if you can guess what this is. I'll leave the mic on. Rob is having great fun with the show. Wow, 21 people in the chat room. 20 FKY just left. State Machine says somebody guessed. Antimon is drunk, by the way. He came in the chat room and announced that he was wasted and then proceeded to drink more. Good for him. Ah! Rob guessed it. Oh, sorry for blasting your eardrums out with that. Rob gets another point.
No, Shane wants another point, but who am I supposed to take it from?
I don't know. Shane, explain yourself. I love this song. Mosk wants half a point. Since he owns the entire thing, or he doesn't really own it because it's in the... What? Oh, sorry. Let's give him, like, minus half a point. Yes, this is Uncle Crocus. Alright, I'm gonna shut up and listen to the song. Thank you. dropping like flies.
It's late there.
It's late there. It's 5 hours before and after now. Which makes it midnight 040. So Edison Rex, good night, my friend. Good night, Paul. The modulator ESP, Jez, good night. You can't win if you fall asleep on the show. Antimon calling the Brits a bunch of wussies. He deserves the privilege of saying that because he's in Sweden. So, what can you say about that? Oh, the state machine gonged it. Oh, there's a bunch of gongs. Alright, we gotta gong this song. Dark Army is over. Who won it? Who won the point, by the way? Rob? Rob got the point? I didn't even notice.
I didn't see anybody guess it, to be honest with you. But
were you watching?
I was watching, yeah.
Okay.
I actually was, but that doesn't mean I'm right.
Well, it depends on what people say.
I can't make this little doolally.
What are you doing?
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're reviewing the score. And in the meantime, we're going to play a song.
State Machine.
Uncle Crocus, State Machine. Did State Machine win the point? No, Rob in 1937 says State Machine. So we give the point to Rob. What an honest man. They're competing for nothing, so they may as well be honest. Okay, here is... Wait, no, we can't play that song. Oh, let's pick this song at random and see if anybody knows what it is.
Next, the Tuesday talks about me directly to my private words and the radio chief's private words.
Howard wants more partial credit for incorrect guesses.
Paranoid schizophrenia says. There's no way out of this plan as a life of his
own. Oh, they're gonging you.
Are they gonging me?
I don't blame them.
I deserve to be gone. That's right. That's true. But if they gong me, the show is over. So, I mean, the show's going to be over in 15 minutes anyway. But Rob has an unfair advantage. Yes, Jan, you called my name 3 times. What? Oh, everybody knows who sang the song, and Rob guessed it first. So Rob gets 1 point. Rob is racking up the points. I'm listening. I just wasn't paying attention. I thought you were talking to me, but you were actually stating that you knew who made
the
song.
Time lag.
Yeah, the lag. Oh, Jan got it. Jan got the point before Rob did, is that right? This scorekeeping is for the birds.
Conspiracy against me.
I can't even tell what's going on.
They watch and listen to me with microphones.
We're having fun, and that's what matters.
They will use against me.
So, 1 point for Jan.
Sneaking outside.
Making a total of 2 points for Jan. Are we ready?
Do I take that point away from Rob?
Yeah.
So illegal.
Yeah, I thought it was Rob, but it wasn't Rob. It was Jan.
A phrase overheard in public, taken.
Okay, can we have another score update? Because we're
all from a survey company.
We're close to the end of the show.
Rob, 3. Bill, 2. Shane, 2. Jez, 1-1, maybe. Jan, 2. Antimon. Greg, 1.
So Rob is winning?
Looks that way, by 1.
All right.
But Bill and Jan and Shane are right behind him. All they need is 1 more for them, and it's a tie.
Wow, it's a close race. I didn't expect this. Okay, we're running out of songs, but we're also running out of time, so it worked out pretty well. Here's a song from an artist that I bet you won't guess. Here we go. ¶¶ The song ended, and nobody guessed it. Shane said this is RF. It wasn't RF. Nobody guessed it. I'm gonna have to do a tiebreaker. Do 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 do.
There's a delay. You don't know if that's all they're saying.
Oh yeah, the 30-second delay, the dreaded 30-second delay.
Oh, I get a point now.
You got a point.
Being blonde.
A blonde point. You win the point from the last song. And that song was done by Telstar. Telstar Magicist Ferrari, who happens to be a newbie chuckist, who is on the scene and participating on the forum and stuff like that. It was Telstar Modulator ESP. Okay, Rob got it. Everybody got it. It was Telstar. Okay, I bet you're not going to guess. I think I know somebody who's going to guess what this is.
Well, who gets the point?
Rob doesn't get the point. You got the point.
Okay.
You got Telstar's point.
Okay.
So, here is some space music from somebody who shall go nameless. Yes, Shane is the winner. Shane got the point.
It's a tie between Shane and Rob.
It's a tie between Shane and Rob. Oh no. The honor will go to one or the other, most likely. Well, as we wind down with the show in the last 10 minutes, we find ourselves lacking in material, and all of the rest of the songs are done by me. So, you need to tell us something more about the song other than the author, which is me. Just something. What is it made on? What is the theme of the music? And so forth. Yada, yada, yada.
Aliens.
Okay, here's the song. Aliens. Metallica. Where are you people's heads? Okay, here's another song. It's a 1 minute and 15 second song. Guess something about it. Yep, okay. Rob won the point. It's a Chuck song made with the Boolean sequencer. So he added some extra information about the Boolean sequencer, which is a pretty easy guess, knowing me, because that's my tool of choice for making music. But hey, what are you going to say? Rob knows me, and he knows how to pick my songs. And this song is about that. Oh, look what I found, a song by someone who's not me. You can decide what organization this song came from. It's a 12-minute song, so we won't hear the whole thing.
That's a good thing.
The author. You'll like this song, Sunshine.
I'm sure I will.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, everyone. My name's Dan Truman. I co-direct the Laptop Orchestra. Thank you all for coming. This is Matmos. They'll be joining us for the entire second half of the show, along with So Percussion, who has yet to show. Well, they're here, but not on stage yet. And we've had a great, wonderful semester working with all these visiting groups and working up.
Oh my goodness, it looks like W. Monk has won. Rob was close. Antimon is close. Bill is close. Shane is close. But it... Oh, who's... Who? W. Monk got the point for expressing Princeton Laptop Orchestra. And so we have a new W. Monk. W. Monk gained a point. Let's listen to this for a little bit. I said, make some sound. The music is kind of quiet. Well, that song is awesome when you listen to it in its entirety, but we don't have the patience for that right now because we're doing Name That Tune and The Gong Show, the electricmusic.com crazy show. Okay, here's another song. It's by me, so tell me something more about it. Call this song Sunshine. the end of that song. We had some possibilities here. It looks like Shane said decided it was a Chuck song. And Rob Soul said something about the Jungle of Congo. 4 minutes, Shane gives me the 4 minute warning. There are only 4 minutes remaining in the show. Sunshine, do you have any concluding remarks?
Yeah, we don't know how to keep score on this show.
That is true.
But
who's
it looks
winning?
Like Rob won, regardless.
Rob won?
Yeah, he gets the whole thing.
Yay! All right,
woo!
Rob.
Yeah,
woo!
Rob. Woo!
Rob won. Okay, Rob.
Give him the Jim Bob Award of the Day.
He gets the Jim Bob Award of the Day. Drink your Jim Beam, Rob. Okay, I'm going to conclude my last 3 minutes
with
a little music. Detective by me. Let's hear it. Play. All right, Rob. Go, Rob. Go, Rob. Of course, we didn't keep score very accurately, so somebody else could have won. They don't win nothing, man. Lady.
Remember that.
Oh, I don't know. Never forget. There we go. Don't close that. Thank you all. I want to thank my mom and dad who made me possible, and Sunshine and Les for completely failing at judging. So
and my
that
mom
I won.
And dad too.
And her mom and dad, and my mom and dad too, because it took all those people to make us be people. And for completely failing at judging so that I won. And finally, the chat room for being so supportive. Yay, Rob. Yay. All right, Rob. The man of the evening. And the show is over. We are switching now. Shane switching to his own show. Switching now, Shane. Oh, State Machine had a good time on the show. Funny, he had some good laughs. We'll try to do another game show in the future if everybody likes it.
But we'll learn how to keep score.
Yeah, how to do this right. We'll learn how to do this right. You can drag that into the upper window if you like. By the title bar. Shane is switching, so I'm going to shut down my show now. But just as soon as Sunshine... Oh, better minimize it first. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you complete instructions.
I hate these little mini computers.
Now what's going on?
I don't know. A lot of shit.
All this shit's going on. I hit disconnect there. Goodbye, everybody.
Hello.